Howard Lutnick, 1 year ago, talked about the amount of water being used by these AI data centers. And now, just this week, turns around and says, oh, they don't use water at all. That's a Chinese talking point.
It is astonishing to me that the Commerce Secretary of our country apparently has no idea about the water consumption used to generate the power that powers the largest commerce sector of growth in our economy today.
You don't want an AI data center in your community? Well, apparently, you're just backwards and poor. This week, President Trump took to Truth Social and said communities that turn away data centers are choosing to be, let's say it again, backwards and poor. He called data centers the golden goose, said that China could not be happier to watch Americans push back against them. In other words, stop complaining. We need the data centers. China is coming, and if you don't want one in your backyard, you're helping Beijing. That, of course, is a nonsensical claim because Americans aren't imagining the cost of these things. Data centers require enormous amounts of electricity. Some require enormous amounts of water. They put pressure on local power grids. And communities across the country are asking, who's actually going to pay for all of this? And this isn't just some left-wing environmental protest anymore. The backlash is bipartisan. In Texas, Republicans are now pushing for tougher restrictions and rethinking tax breaks for those data centers. Data centers accounted for about half of the growth in U.S. electricity demand last year. So, the real concern here. But Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, he has a different explanation. It's all just foreign propaganda. Listen.
I mean, data centers don't use water. The data centers, this is propaganda by our adversaries.
Okay, you hear what he said there as he laughed through it? Data centers don't use water. This is propaganda by our adversaries. Okay, except here's the thing. There's one person who might want to argue with Howard Lutnick in 2026, Howard Lutnick in 2025.
So think about it, these AI things, they suck water and they need water, right? And so they need a plumber, but not a plumber.
These AI things, he says, they suck water, they need water. So last year they suck water, this year they don't use water. And if you say otherwise, you're repeating foreign propaganda. Really, the data actually backs up the first Howard Lutnick. Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory estimated U.S. data centers directly consumed about 17 billion gallons of that water in 2023. And that was before the current AI build-out really took off. Now, to be fair, not every data center uses water the same way. They all use it. Newer closed-loop and air cooling systems, they do dramatically reduce water consumption. But saying that data centers simply don't use water is a flat-out lie. And if Howard Lutnick wants to talk about troubling foreign influence, can we talk about his own history with, I don't know, Jeffrey Epstein, another public flip-flopper, Howard Lutnick? Remember, he previously said that he cut off Epstein in 2005?
Did you, in fact, make the visit to Jeffrey Epstein's private island?
I did have lunch with him as I was on a boat going across on a family vacation. My wife was with me, as were my four children and nannies, and we had lunch on the island.
That was President Trump's Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick.
Yeah, so you heard it right there. Documents released this year show that he later communicated with Epstein after that. He traveled, as you heard there, with his wife and his kids to Epstein's private island in 2012. Howard Lutnick has since said those interactions were limited and inconsequential. So that's two very public flip-flops on Epstein and now on data center water use. So when Howard Lutnick tells Americans what is and is not foreign propaganda, why should we trust him to make that call? Because here's the bigger story. The administration keeps framing this massive data center build-out as a race with China. And there is a real AI race with China, but even that argument is much more complicated than they're making it sound. And this is where the China argument falls apart. Elon Musk, he's been warning about the real bottleneck for AI. It's really electricity.
Electricity production, you say, like, AI is a function of whatever the limiting factor is, if it's chips or electricity. China has far more electricity than the United States. In fact, China has more electricity than the United States, Europe, and India combined already, and is heading to, my guess is China gets to four times the electricity production of the U.S.
Yeah, so you can have all the most advanced AI technology and massive data centers in the world, but without enough electricity to power it, Honestly, it's useless. And China already has a massive advantage there. China generates far more electricity than the United States. As you heard Musk say there, the United States, Europe, and India. And while American data center developers are running into the grid delays, they're also running into power shortages. And so many Americans are asking whether or not our grid can even handle this massive AI build-out. By the way, when they do that, they're not repeating Chinese propaganda. Maybe they're asking the same question as Elon Musk. And then, of course, there are other promises, like jobs, for instance. Trump says data centers will bring jobs all over the place. Will they? One $10 billion data center campus in Indiana used more than 4,000 construction workers during its build-out and is expected to keep only around 300 permanent employees. So yes, there is a demonstrably short-term benefit there, right? There are also real costs here. Costs for power, costs for water, costs for land, tax breaks, and of course, your electric bill. You're not even getting the benefit of the AI data center, but you're paying more for your electricity. Asking questions about that isn't anti-AI. It certainly isn't pro-China. It's called having a say in what happens in your own community and in your own country. And if these data centers are really, as Trump called them, the golden goose, then Washington should not need to scare Americans into accepting them. So joining us now to discuss all this, I'm joined by friend of the show and CEO of Brighteon Platforms, Mike Adams. Mike, something you and I guess have in common, a few things, but one of those is, well, I guess we want to be backwards and we want to be poor because we're not huge fans of AI data centers everywhere. I mean, the audacity with which Trump writes this Truth Social, it's so talking down to his base, talking down to the average American. It's, I guess it's becoming par for the course, but it's still somewhat surprising to me.
Well, it is to me, too, and it is insulting to rural Americans. And it's based on this presumption that data centers are going to show up in town and just start handing out money to everybody or creating thousands of jobs, which they aren't going to create at any local level. They're basically automated. Most of the construction jobs are from people who come in from out of town. They build the data centers and then they leave and they move on. Really, Ben, these data centers are more like strip mining operations that mine out the water supplies of local communities. They take the farms and then they emit massive amounts of pollution, heavy metals pollution from the water circulation and the cooling systems, as well as noise and light pollution, while providing virtually no local jobs whatsoever.
And not only no local jobs, but AI is being used to eliminate jobs all over the country and all over the world. So the idea that AI systems will eventually replace warehouse workers, eventually replace truck drivers, AI is not, the promise has never been that it's going to create jobs. So the idea that if you oppose this, not only are you damaging your community by opposing it, but we'll all be poorer, when everything leading up to this shows us that we'll be poorer and have fewer opportunities because of AI.
What's going to lead to destitution of the American people is when they are replaced by the systems that are trained in these hyperscale AI data centers. Now, you and I, Ben, we're not opposed to everyday data centers for online shopping or email or whatever, but these AI data centers are extremely power hungry, and they are training the replacements that will displace both white collar jobs, that is cognition jobs, as well as eventually labor jobs and transportation driving jobs, as AI-powered robotics becomes more mature over the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, without question. It's real-time gaslighting going on, right? The president will say, can't believe you guys are against this. Well, China's probably happy with the fact that you're against it because you're only against it because you want to be backwards and poor. We talk about the fact that Howard Lutnick, right, 1 year ago talked about the amount of water being used by these AI data centers. And now, just this week, turns around and says, oh, they don't use water at all. That's a Chinese talking point. That's a foreign adversary who's saying this. Howard Lutnick, you don't think we have not only the way back machine, we have the 5 minutes ago machine. You just said a year ago that this was the exact opposite, but we're not supposed to look that up. We're not supposed to know. Or is the fact that we can find that also just foreign adversarial propaganda?
Well, it is astonishing to me that the Commerce Secretary of our country apparently has no idea about the water consumption used to generate the power that powers the largest commerce sector of growth in our economy today. It's just astonishing. He has apparently no knowledge, or he's just flat out lying, one or the other, and they're both bad. The truth is that data centers use water themselves for cooling, even in closed loop systems.
Yeah.
They have to release that water from time to time and recharge it. When they release it, it's polluted. It's filled with corrosion inhibitors and the metals that are stripped off of the circulation systems and all the fittings of all the pipes. So those heavy metals and toxins are put back into either surface water systems or aquifers, where downstream they get put onto crops because farmers and ranchers are relying on those aquifers for irrigation. So the pollution doesn't just vanish, it just gets more widely distributed to impact a much larger number of people.
Why do you think there is such an effort being made right now by this administration, again, real-time gaslighting, but aggressively gaslighting the American people? Why don't you just say, let's not talk about AI data centers? Yeah, people get mad. Yes, they're frustrated, but we'll talk about something else. They're not doing that. Instead, they're directly addressing it in ways that are provably untrue.
In my view, they need, their goal is to build a massive surveillance grid.
Yes.
In order to track and ultimately replace most of the American people. So they are in a rush to do that because, frankly, because more and more American people are waking up to what's happening. And as their jobs are lost and replaced, there will be probably uprisings and, you know, civil revolt and a lot of pushback. And frankly, I think they're trying to rush AI superintelligence and automated systems to replace humans while we are dying more quickly from, jab programs and pesticides that the Trump administration is actively supporting. That's what I think is happening.
Do you think that there is a concern on their end that they can't slow walk this in? It has to happen quickly, because if it happens slowly, there will be an uprising against it. It's almost like ripping off a Band-Aid. They've got to move fast in order to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
That's exactly right. That's what they believe. And they may be correct from their point of view that they need to do this quickly because, well, frankly, you know, it's the fault of you and I and others in independent media, I suppose, because we are educating people about what's actually happening, because we want humanity to survive and exist and thrive. And we're not willing to just throw away human beings to be replaced by machines. So we are going to be designated enemies of the state for being pro-human.
Isn't it remarkable, next week, 25-year anniversary of 9/11, how much the so-called conspiracy theorist has changed in our society, gone from being kind of the outcast to the most informative person in your feed is the person who had once been called a conspiracy theorist. And I agree with you, it's independent media, it's people like you and me who are willing to challenge that system that years ago, you're the outcast, and now you're the most trusted voice.
Well, exactly right. And imagine if we had been subjected to COVID lockdowns with widespread flock cameras everywhere that could track with automatic license plate readers, or even flying license plate readers. That's what's coming next. The next set of lockdowns, which will be justified for any reason at all, whatever they want to come up with, that will be enforced by the surveillance grid with AI analysis automation of both videos and images and metadata from your cell phone as you drive around. They will lock you down. They don't even have to have a human do it anymore. They don't have to send out sheriffs or police to lock you down. They'll do it in an automated AI-driven fashion. And that's part of what these data centers are all about.
Oh, and you also, when you do it that way, you lose the risk of the local sheriff, local police saying, we're not going to comply. We're not going to go along with this. When it's all automated and it's an AI system, one person pushing a button has that power.
And what they're about to add into this is the pre-crime layer. So they will say, well, we think that you are about to disobey the lockdown commands. So we're going to pre-lock you down before you can commit the anti-lockdown crime. See, It's becoming a dystopian sci-fi future. You know, it's becoming a Philip K. Dick novel come to life, Minority Report. You know, pre-crime is just about here. That's the next step of how they're going to weaponize this technology against we the people.
And the pre-crime is going to be provably true because the AI is so smart that it can never be wrong, right?
Unlock the power of organic turmeric root powder for good health that starts with every scoop. It's non-GMO, non-China, gluten-free, and certified organic. Because you deserve only the purest. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.